The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Remember when some on Wall Street were writing off the IPO market? Well, IPOs are back in style again. How much in style? We'll run the numbers in a moment. First, these money headlines. With unemployment at historic lows, more companies are paying for workers they used to get for free, like unpaid interns, in order to ensure a pipeline of young talent for entry-level positions. In some cases, hiring managers are relaxing standards to fill open seats. In 2012, about half of all internships were unpaid. Since that peak, unpaid internships have steadily declined, hitting 43% in 2017. And the government also has a voice in the internship market. The Labor Department says for an unpaid internship to be legal, it must provide an experience applicable to the student's education and that their work should complement, not displace, the work of a paid employee. And American factory activity accelerated for the second straight month in June, signaling momentum in the U.S. manufacturing sector. The Institute for Supply Management on Monday said its manufacturing index rose to about 60 in June. Anything above 50 indicates activity is expanding across the manufacturing sector. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal had expected a reading of about 58 for June. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. 2018 has meant volatility, wild swings, and some uncertainty on Wall Street. But what is certain this year is the IPO market appears to be back on its feet. And Wall Street Journal reporter Maureen Farrell is here to discuss. So Maureen, it was just 2 years ago. People wondered if the IPO market would ever come back to life.
Yes. I mean, it was one of the lowest years on record 2 years ago when the stock market was looking pretty good. Volatility was fairly low. There are these questions, why aren't companies going public? And that's clearly changed dramatically this year.
Can you give us an idea of how strong the IPO market has been this year so far?
Sure. So in the U.S., on U.S. exchanges, we've seen 120 companies go public, raising about $35 billion. And that's the fourth best year on record. That goes back to 1995.
Coming back to life.
It is.
Wow.
It's the highest volume since 2012, and you might remember that year was when Facebook had gone public. So this year, unlike that, we don't have one massive IPO, just a lot of different ones from all different industries, all different sizes.
And it's the overall health of corporate America that has a lot to do with this burst of activity.
Definitely part of it. And a lot of these companies have been around for a long time, or they once were public and they were taken private, and now they're coming back out. So it's not, I mean, there have been a bunch of different catalysts for this. It's not that necessarily these companies have been rushing to market. It's that they've been getting ready and now feels like the right time for them.
You know, you raise a good point in your story, and that is that companies aren't fearing that their public valuations might fall below what they had in the private markets. Can you just explain that?
Sure. So that was one big thing that was keeping companies on the sideline in 2016. We saw this rush of money into the private markets, a whole phenomenon we'd never really seen before. Mutual funds were putting money into companies like Uber, Airbnb, pushing up their valuations. They had so much money that they didn't need to tap the public markets, and they were getting these really off-the-chart valuations, not just Uber, you know, smaller companies too. So there was a concern if they were to go out that they would go out below their last private valuation and investors would get hit. That was keeping companies from going public, but we've seen a lot of companies come out this year and do really well, whether it's a Dropbox or a DocuSign. These are these highly valued tech companies that had taken their time, gotten their act together really, and gotten ready for the public markets, and the public markets have been hugely receptive to them.
And they've been trading well above, in many cases, well above their IPO prices.
Exactly. They've gone up. I mean, they're up. Tech IPOs on average are up more than 50% this year from their IPO prices.
Wow.
And then we've seen, I mean, the NASDAQ's up about 8% this year. The S&P's just barely positive. So investors who have gone into these stocks have done really, really well, too.
And China is expected to have a pronounced role in the IPO market in the second half of this year.
Some of these huge monster companies like Xiaomi, the hardware maker, Tencent Music, it's sort of China's Spotify. And that one, a lot of these companies are actually going to go public in Hong Kong. They've changed their rules to allow companies with dual class stocks to go public there. But Tencent Music, following Spotify, is likely to go public here in the second half of this year. And yes, these companies are going to be just huge, like $50 billion, $30 billion, bigger than a lot of U.S. companies we've seen go public in the last few years.
So lots of reasons to keep your eye on the markets in the second half of the year. And analysts you spoke with, they see no drop-off in IPO activity for the rest of this year. And there are some closely watched companies, you mentioned Airbnb, one of them, that do plan to go public, at least they plan so far to go public next year.
They've talked that they're at least not going to go public this year, and they've made some indications that they could go public next year. Uber's been a little more specific that next year's pretty likely. But it's interesting that this volume, everyone thought that, we'll get the volume on an Uber and Airbnb, all these huge mega companies come, but they're probably not going to come this year, almost, very unlikely to come this year, but it still could be a record year because all the next level down companies, which probably says a lot more about the health of the IPO market and the vitality of the economy and the new issue market, that it's not just mega companies. It's the ADTs, the Dropboxes, the DocuSigns.
WeWork, another one of those?
WeWork is another one that's not going to go this year, maybe next year.
Okay. All right. Well, lots to watch on Wall Street and good reason to keep your eyes tuned to the Markets Group here at the Wall Street Journal on WSJ.com. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Maureen Farrell joining us here in our studio. Maureen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.